Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon. They're open 7 days a week. Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, promoting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. A press release from the Harbor Beach Police Department regarding the missing woman. At this time, the Harbor Beach Police Department is asking the community to hold off on any type of search that includes walking through alleys, backyards, or other areas. For the past 2 days, they have been using different techniques and have more resources responding. They appreciate the community support, and there may be a time in the near future that they ask for assistance. Please continue with any tips that you have. Thank you, Harbor Beach Police Department. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is mourning the death of her father, Richard Whitmer, who passed away Monday night. In a statement, the governor called him her biggest supporter and inspiration, crediting him for encouraging her to pursue public service and always believing in her potential. Richard Whitmer was a longtime Michigan public servant who served as Commerce Secretary under Governor Bill Milliken and later became CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading a major turnaround of the company. He is survived by his sister, his three children, Gretchen, Richard, and Liz, and seven grandchildren.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do It Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
A 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at the Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment with a bond set at $75,000 as the case moves forward in court. A 23-year-old Northern Michigan man is facing multiple felonies, including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, after his vehicle reportedly collided with an oncoming car, killing two people nearly 2 years ago in Alpena County. Michigan State Police troopers first responded to the fatal crash on March 11th of 2024 on U.S. 23 near Partridge Point Road in Alpena Township. The initial investigation, police said, alleged a Dodge Ram pickup truck, driven by Devin Matthews, then age 21 with two passengers, crossed the center line and struck a northbound Chevrolet Avalanche SUV. A 19-year-old passenger of the pickup was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, while the driver of the SUV, a then 28-year-old, later died at the hospital. Matthews and the other passenger were also hospitalized for serious injuries. At the time, police said a witness reported seeing the Ram speeding and weaving through traffic prior to the crash. According to Alpena County District Court records, charges were filed Sunday, January 25th, and Matthews was arraigned on 10 charges on Monday, the 26th. Bond was set at $100,000, cash or surety. Matthews is next scheduled to appear in court for a probable cause hearing on February 3rd and an examination February 11th. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.